Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
From Luke 9:23, take up your cross daily and follow me. Let's consider, number one, commitment at work. In the past, employers valued their workers and workers valued their employers. But today's workplace has become increasingly adversarial, with workers resenting their bosses and doing the bare minimum, while bosses are often demanding and take their employees for granted. God's way calls for mutual commitment. Don't work hard only when your master is watching and then shirk when he isn't looking. Work hard and with gladness all the time as though working for Christ. That's what Paul wrote to Ephesians in Ephesians 6. If you're an employer, take note who you represent, God. Number two, commitment at church. Many folks have a casual cafeteria-style approach to church. They pick what they like and leave what they don't. Jesus said, "I will build my church." And membership in it calls for a covenant relationship between believers, one in which we agree to encourage, nurture, protect, cherish, pray for each other, and fulfill our mission together. Three, commitment to Christ. Jesus made a radical commitment to us through his birth, life, suffering, crucifixion, and death, and he asks us to commit radically to him. Then he said to the crowd, "If any of you wants to be my follower, you must give up your own way, take up your cross daily, and follow me." That means you no longer follow your own wishes or will, but follow the Lord, his wishes, and his will. That's radical commitment, and it's what God expects from you. That's a true definition of radical commitment from Vision's The Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.